This is Night Owl Theater, presented by Swamp Witch Studio. We are moving into our second week here at the Edinburgh Fringe. And today's miniature episode is a clip from our show, This Moment in America, that is playing at Underbelly Calgate every day at 12:40 p.m. if you happen to be at the Edinburgh Fringe. We would love to see you. This is a piece that covers two things, actually. First, we are based in Louisville, Kentucky. And you may have heard recently about the flooding in eastern Kentucky. Now, that's far away from Louisville, so the direct impact does not impact me and my family. But where the flooding occurred is in Appalachia, and I am from Appalachia. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee, which, although it is a city in Appalachia, you don't have to go far outside the city limits to see the kind of land that was flooded in those eastern Kentucky floods. And the photos coming out, the stories coming out, are just heart-wrenching. I know we're up to 39 individuals who have been lost to the flood. There's just a lot of recovery. Anyway, the flooding impacted me not only because it's my state and we got walloped by tornadoes back in December, so just, 9 months ago. And now we've been walloped on the other side of the state with floods. It's going to take a long time to recover. And it's already a part of the country that suffers from extreme poverty. But beyond that just human connection to loss and difficulty and trial and tribulation, beyond that empathy of a close neighbor, there was also something that really tugged at my heartstrings about it, because it looks like home. The way the land moves up and down and around in the hills and hollers, and that's home. That's how I understand. Actually, I have told my kid before driving into Tennessee, it's like, this is what God intended the land to look like, for it to go up and down like this. And unless you've been there and it's really something you understand for having experienced, I think it's hard to understand, first of all, why people don't move. Now, I'm someone who did want to move out for a variety of reasons, and I have moved out of Appalachia, at least a little bit. But it doesn't mean that I don't still have my heart there. It's, you know, it's the land that bred me. Unless you've been there, I think it's hard to understand how difficult the recovery is going to be, not just because of the poverty, but because of the way the land moves, the hills and the hollers and the little nooks and crannies that are just part of that part of the world. So first of all, this piece was a response to the flooding in eastern Kentucky, but also this whole project, This Moment in America, invites people into a space of story sharing for community healing, for personal healing, where we tell our stories, where we are heard, and where we listen to others and their stories, where we connect to one another on a human level. In the list of submissions that we're requesting, one of the prompts is where I'm from. What is it that you want people to know about where you're from? What is it you wish people understood about where you're from? This is both a response to the flooding in eastern Kentucky, as well as a response to that prompt for myself, where I'm from this moment in America. At this moment in America, the experiment continues. And at this moment, we examine our connection to this thing called America. Where I'm from, the land goes up and down like a capricious roller coaster. Roads so twisty, turvy, that you quickly lose your sense of east or west, north or south, unless it's where you're from. Unless it's where you learn to drive, twisting and winding with the rhythm of the hills and hollers that bred you. Even when the fog is so thick you can hardly see to the headlights, much less any distance past them. Where I'm from, the mountains once scraped the sky, reaching higher than the Himalayas and more ancient. Its long spine worn to nubs, but still standing proud like its people. Still holding its secrets that it whispers on the wind to those who will listen and whisper their secrets back. Where I'm from, ghosts of soldiers lost on the battlefield and the tears of its native people haunt the night, calling out to be remembered, that the land soaked in their blood and sorrow honor their memory while it weaves new ones, like Janice, always looking forward and back. And where I'm from, life was never easy. Hewn from the coal beneath her and plucked from the ground to top her, her resources nursed a growing nation, while the nation moved on without her, taking her riches to faraway cities. She stood forgotten, and so were her people. And where I'm from, people say we talk funny. They laugh at us and call us ignorant, inbred, hillbilly. But write no elegy for me, because like the kudzu vines that choke our trees, our roots are deep and our tenacity steadfast. We'd really rather you just listen. We'd really rather you just understand that where we're from isn't a punchline or a hellhole to escape. Where we're from holds sweet beauty. The dogwood blossom in the spring, orchard apples in the fall, the taste of honeysuckle nectar in the deep, deep summer, the sound of the babbling brook in the woods, and the warmth of a hound dog curled up next to you on a cold, wet night. There's depth and complexity that you can't see when cruising at 33,000 feet. And despite the problems, and there are some, I'm proud to say Appalachia is where I'm from.